The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Hey James, it's me, Alexa.
Hey Alexa.
Big day yesterday, huh?
Yes, a big day.
We launched podcasts.
I know.
In Amazon Music. Woohoo.
Woohoo, indeed. Where did you launch?
We launched podcasts in the US, the UK, Germany and Japan. All the countries in the world.
Alexa, how many countries are there in the world?
According to Wikipedia, there are 195 countries in the world.
And how many countries have you launched podcasts in?
All four of them. You make a good point, I suppose.
Yes, well, anyway, in our show notes and our newsletter, we have all you need to know about podcasts in Amazon Music. Audi, a significant new podcast studio, launches in the UK. The company is founded by global media executives and commissions are made by journalists, directors and producers. It's partnered with DAX for ad sales. Looks big. NPR is now using Chartable's smart ads attribution, joining over 11,000 podcasts doing so. The technology helps advertisers understand how well their podcast ads are doing. Audio Now, a podcast app, has launched in France. The free podcast app will focus on local podcast content, aiming to share data with podcasters. It's owned by Prisma Media and M6 and RTL. They reach 96% of the French population each month, and 11 publishers have joined for launch. Audio Now is already a leading podcast app in Germany with 6 million monthly users. It's seen by some as an answer to American platforms. Deezer adds a country selector feature which allows you to switch the editorial content of your app to the country of your choosing. Maybe you're a Brit, but you live in Australia. You can get highlights of the latest music and podcasts from whatever country you want. Podcast Movement Virtual has announced a third round of speakers, and SpeechText is a new podcast transcription service based in France. It has a free trial and a pay-as-you-go pricing plan instead of a monthly subscription. And thank you to Amazon Music, who become our latest gold supporter. They've helped us get our email look nice on Outlook 2016, for which we paid to hire a machine at Amazon. This is clearly how it works. Anyway, you can support us too at podnews.net/support. And in podcast news, CNN and iHeartRadio have launched Election 101. It's a new co-produced podcast that demystifies the American political system. Good luck with that. Anyway, it's hosted by CNN correspondent Kristen Holmes, distributed by the iHeart Podcast Network and hosted on Megaphone. Last month, a short-form podcast from CNN was launched on Omni Studio. Too Much to Say with Kaylee Shaw launched yesterday. I may well have pronounced her name wrong. She is a country singer-songwriter, and she's launching this new podcast with Bobby Bones' Nashville Podcast Network. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.